There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, hey, top of the morning to you. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live, as always, in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resorts and Casino. And we'll give you a lay of the land, what's coming up today on the program in 45 minutes. Pauly, you excited? We are beginning our college football conference previews with the one and only Paul Stone. He'll give out two win totals and an outright winner bet to make on the Pac-12 today with Paul Stone in 45 minutes.
Yes.
Also, I mean, look, I can't wait for this. I've been giddy now for like 2 days. I looked at his record, his resume, videos from Joey Chestnut, the best of all time when it comes to competitive eating. He's going to join the show in 2 hours. He's going for his 15th mustard belt in 16 years on Monday, July 4th.
Everyone knows about the hot dog records. I want to, within 15 minutes, we can do all the other records that he has. It'll blow your mind, the stuff that he's done and accomplished. I mean, he's Michael Jordan of eating. Incredible.
I want to ask him, how many hot dogs should he be laying? Like, what's the hot dog spread against the next closest competitor, right?
Yeah.
Like, he won by 26 hot dogs last year. If he's laying, let's say he's laying 25 dogs this year, is that enough?
Good point.
And what's the preparation been like getting ready for the event?
32 Big Macs in 38 minutes. I saw that one. I said, oh, my God, this guy is a machine. Now, garbage disposal. Oh,
121 Twinkies in 6 minutes.
Yes.
How many could you do in 6 minutes?
Need a lot of milk. I wonder if he's ever had an accident. 141 hard-boiled eggs in 8 minutes. There's another one. Come on. How does he do it?
The thought of that right now, seriously, is making me... Does that sound appealing to you at all?
Yeah.
Like hard-boiled eggs in a competition?
55 donuts in 8 minutes. How does that sound?
How do you feel after 55 donuts in 8 minutes?
I know.
Yeah. Okay, so we will begin today's program talking about the NBA. Look, it is juicy right now, and yesterday, no exception, obviously, all of the news that was kind of trickling out, it was one right after another, and really the big boy was, Paulie, when it became official, the Spurs and the Hawks agreed to a deal. DeJounte Murray, the Spurs don't want him. Huh? Can you believe that after the year that he had? He's already been second team all defense in the NBA. They traded him for Gallinari and multiple first-round picks. And at this point, who knows how long Pop has, but it's pretty evident what they're going to do. They're going to tank because this kid coming out of from France next year is supposed to be the best prospect since LeBron James.
How about that? Yeah, yeah. Wembanyama, what, 7'3", and the tanking for him already begins. You're right. Who knows if Pop will be there. But to give up on your best player, is he worth 3 first-round picks? You know, who knows? That's an interesting discussion. But now you only get that and Gallinari in return. So they're in line to try to get the number one pick as the tanking begins. And then how does this fit with Atlanta? I mean, this because now they were 26th in defense last year, but now you're taking the ball out of the hands of Trae Young.
Yeah.
How this will work. But they also might make other moves, too. I don't know if Herter's going to leave or what they got to trade Collins, but I think some more moves are coming with the Hawks. But also, what does this mean now with Murray and Young, and what does it mean for Young's offensive game? He doesn't have the ball in his hands as much. It certainly helps him defensively because Trae Young can't guard anybody.
So I was going down the rabbit hole last night on social media when this news broke. I would just all you have to do is go check out the replies from somebody like Sham Sharina or Woj, and every single I just stopped looking after like 2 minutes. I'm like, every single reply was, this is not going to work. It's a terrible idea.
Oh.
But it's from people on Twitter and other spots on social media.
I could see that.
They're like, another point guard? Well, this if you can actually play Trae Young off the ball now, to me, and they're not done, they're going to make at least one more move, if not more. I'll throw this out there. I don't think it's going to happen. But how about Capella and somebody else, maybe a package of future picks, if they have any left, and they get involved in the Ayton sweepstakes.
Interesting.
This is a team that made the Eastern Conference Finals last year. I get it. All hell broke loose in the East last year. Everybody was hurt. It's one of the reasons still to this day why people say the Bucks won the championship because guys were getting banged up every single series. I bet them last night 65-1. I found that was the best number I could find. I wasn't going to bet 40, which was out there at several spots. I wasn't going to bet 50, which is still out there right now. But 65-1. Putting away a little bit of money right now on the Hawks next year when I'm convinced they're going to make more moves, why not? Took a shot.
All right. Well, we'll see other moves if that happens. I'm a little hesitant to see if it'll work with these two. The other thing, maybe Herter goes to Boston. The Celtics have a $17 million trade exception. How they're going to use that?
Bill Simmons is really pushing for Luke Kennard.
Yeah. Okay. You got that too. But if Boston can add some pieces as well. But now it'll be juicy the next couple days with that move. And then you had some big names opt out. Beal probably stays with Washington. And James, good for him, right? All this talk about you're selfish and you're blowing down or you're running out the door and blowing up franchises on the way out. I mean, that is going to be a team-friendly deal now. He walks away from his $47 million option, and they're going to get Tucker. They traded for Melton. So more moves coming for the Sixers, and this gives them flexibility and helps them out with him opting out.
This was a really solid move. I think this was a professional move by James Harden. And I think at this point he realizes, look, I can probably win a title here in Philadelphia, and I've actually never played in an NBA Finals before. Steph just won his fourth. So I'd like to have a taste of that at some point, and I got a chance here with this team. I can't keep doing what I can't be a nomad or a vagabond and just keep going from team to team to team and pissing people off.
Yep.
So this does work out, and now they're going to have like a $10.5 million exception, the way it appears, to actually add more beyond P.J. Tucker. So they can come out of the East if they stay healthy. That can happen.
Good pieces. They want depth. And that's and certainly one of the reasons they lost to Miami last year was P.J. Tucker, and now they can grab him too. So that's a win-win for him as well. Have you hearing anything on Beal? If he leaves, where could he go? I don't think he'll leave. But there's some good props up that if he leaves Washington, Boston's the favorite, followed by Portland and Miami. The Lakers are on that list also. So a guy who could score a ton of points but has never won anything in his career, stuck in a tough situation with that organization.
He's 9-1 to go to Dallas.
Okay.
That's a move that I would like to see. But I I'm not a capologist, and I doubt the Mavericks could make that work, although if they lose Brunson, that could help. I would like to see Beal play with Luka in that backcourt.
How tough is this for Dallas? You have a great season. You go to the conference finals. You get that great trade for Wood. And now you're going to lose Brunson. And then the deal where the dad is hired too, his dad's going to be on the staff with the Knicks as well.
Yep.
But you know, the other thing is, you got to be 100%. I'm 99% he goes to the Knicks. But if there's a chance he changes his mind or whatever, or maybe Cuban comes in over the top and says, here's $30 million a year or something. But what they're offering him is crazy.
Okay.
But the other thing is, the Knicks, when they got Rose and these guys, you're supposed to get the superstars and the big-name players. It hasn't happened. Your big acquisition is going to be Jalen Brunson?
Mm-hmm. So could you not envision a scenario, Paulie, where this would actually happen to the Knicks? Where they clear everything out to make a path for Brunson to come in and sign this $110 million contract? And, oh, by the way, the rumblings of that team also adding DeJounte Murray.
Yep.
Well, that crumbled and went by the wayside yesterday. So they lost out on him. And now to piggyback that and maybe lose out on Brunson when they put all their chips in the middle of the table, that would be kind of a typical Knicks offseason.
A couple years ago, it was supposed to get Kyrie and Durant. Or get one of them. And then they goes, okay, well, we'll go to the Nets. That's it.
Yeah.
And they stick it in your eye. So that's it's very disappointing. That's, who's going to do it? What superstar is going to finally say, yes, I'll go to the Knicks. I'm going to try to win here. It's got to happen at some point.
Zion?
I mean, that's...
Is he the guy?
I don't know how long down the road.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I think they're
going to
give him the max. And then you brought up the point earlier about Atlanta, about what happens with Ayton. I would love the idea of a Gobert trade. But the Suns got to be careful here if they don't... The fact that they might not get much in return
for him. Anything.
That the fact they don't think they can win without him. How about that?
Yeah.
There's reports if we can get anybody and plug him in there.
I don't know about
now,
that.
I think that's lunacy. But the fact, I don't know where he's going to wind up. I think Detroit is the favorite's ridiculous. At one book here at, you see the odds there at one book, they're the second choice. But remember, was that earlier in the week he had that huge move where he went to 60-1 down to +250 to go to the Nets. That's still in play.
Yeah.
There's a package there where the Nets could acquire him still. So,
well, also, the Pistons are basically off the table now after the draft.
I would say so, yes.
After they got the kid from Memphis.
Yeah, the moves they made.
Yeah, they didn't expect it to happen. So, by the way, some other players who are – the teams will go after these players. I think there's going to be a bidding war almost for Dante DiVincenzo. He can be a nice like seventh guy for a team. And also, Bobby Portis declined his $4.6 million option. So, two things here, Paul. If I'm another team, it doesn't matter, East, West – I would absolutely go after Bobby Portis because he is a very key part to this Bucks team, and that would be a significant loss to Milwaukee, which you're kind of like chopping off one leg to that team for next year, and he would be a very nice addition to another team, a contender somewhere in this league. He's a really good player.
Yep, if he leaves Milwaukee, Miami's the favorite, then the Knicks, followed by the Spurs and Suns for his odds.
See, that guy going to the Suns, I think, would be really good.
Yeah.
For a team that can, you know, do some damage next year and maybe come out and play for a title. Patty Mills declined his option. I can't believe this about, you know, the former Spur and turned it down with the Nets. This tweet from Bleacher Report on the Spurs. Since Tim Duncan retired in 2016, they traded Kawhi. Ginobili retired. Lost Tony Parker in free agency. Mm-hmm. They cut LaMarcus Aldridge. They traded DeRozan, and now they traded Murray. That's a hell of a six-pack right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you got a long, long rebuild.
Pop's in his 70s.
Yeah, I know. There's no guarantee you're going to get the number one pick either. How they've adjusted the lottery and the format, too.
Right.
So,
but I'll tell you, if that team is going to tank, that is going to, what we're used to over the last like 23, 24 years with the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Up next, we will run down last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some. And Paulie already hinted at this. In about an hour and 50 minutes, we have Joey Chestnut on the program. He goes to defend his title yet again next Monday, July 4th. Another mustard belt is possible for him. The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Paulie will run down all of his records, which, I mean, 384 pot stickers in 10 minutes. The number of soft shell tacos in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
The glazed donuts, like you said. The mutton sandwiches. Oh, my God. All the numbers coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
MLB favorites 10-5 last night. Couple dogs that cashed. The Tigers plus 175. One in San Francisco. Giants doing it again. Mm-hmm. Come on. Can't lose games like this. They just lost 2 out of 3 at home to the Reds, and now the Tigers beat them. Boston plus 150. They win in extra innings and beat the Blue Jays. Good win for the Red Sox. Pirates plus 135. They beat the Nats. Astros took money. $1.20 up to 150. Beat the Mets again. They went 4-0 against them this year. That's the Mets' first 3-game losing streak of the season.
So there was a 30-cent move on that game yesterday.
Yep, and the home run in the 9th inning. Verlander was great, didn't get any help, but they win again. Yankees, 280 up to 340. They take out the A's, 5-3. More on that game coming up. And the Angels, $1.70 up to 190. Into Ohtani.
I told you, if he does it one more time, I said this yesterday, if he can put together two more performances on the mound like he did in his previous three, he is going to. And Verlander was awesome. McClanahan has been unbelievable this year. I think Ohtani's odds for the Cy Young, not the MVP, the Cy Young, are going to just plummet. He was 25-1 this week.
Okay. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. As always, you want to see these videos, the live stream. And this was yesterday at Red Rock Casino, the Jumbo Hold'em Poker Bad Beat Progressive hit. Over $306,000.
Catchy name.
Four queens. Lost to a queen high straight flush.
Oh, man.
The winning hand gets $30,000. The losing hand gets $46,000. All eight players at the table get $1,900. All poker guests across all station casino poker rooms playing at the time get $1,300 each, including all the players at the winning table. There were 70 eligible players at the poker room, 34 at Boulder, 56 at Santa Fe, and that is something with
I will say this. That's a pretty cool bonus they give their players when that pops.
Yeah, right.
Right? You're going to have no idea. They have like 20 properties in town all the way across the entire city. You can have no idea. All of a sudden, hey, look at this, $1,300 coming my way.
There it is, the picture to prove it as well. I'm going in fresh here. This could be a lawsuit waiting to happen. This is Ben Affleck's son backs the Lamborghini into a parked BMW at the car dealership. I mean, that's 10 years old. What are they doing? Is that J-Lo, too?
Oh, it is.
I mean, what is it that? Is.
And if you can see the look on Ben's face right there, there's so much.
It's the wrong pedal.
He is so worried. The look on his face on the picture on the right.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God, this really just happened. The kid, 10 years old, is in a Lamborghini at a dealership? What?
Oof. He could hit somebody. He could, who knows what happens, right? This is good because I thought he was excellent as Batman. Christian Bale said he would return to play Batman only if Christopher Nolan asked him to.
Mm-hmm. I would take another movie with him in it.
The last one was good.
I don't like the voice, but that's the only thing.
Yeah, he had to do a better job on the voice, but he was excellent Bruce Wayne, excellent
Batman. You're right. The last one that we just had?
Did a good job.
I thought it was great. Not with him.
No.
The one with Pattinson and...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was really, really good.
The Riddler was a horrible miscast.
That I concur.
All right. Dog Won't Let Owner Up is always a good dog video. Look at this. Here. The gal's sleeping, and then she knocks the covers off. Look at this guy sleeping. I got you. A little cold in here. See that draft? Pulls it up and then lays back down.
Oh, buddy.
That is awesome. The sheets come off and he's got it. I got you. No problem. Excellent. One lose some. The Nats, 130 up to 145. They go down and get beat at home against the Pirates, as I mentioned earlier. How about this tweet from Ben Fowkes? The Bears win total under 6.5 wins. The most lopsided win total bet at Caesars. 95% of the bets are on the under, and nearly 18 times the money is on the under on the Bears. The heaviest over bet? The Commanders. That's surprising.
Well, which one's more surprising?
I would think the Commanders over.
Over? Yeah, to have the most handle on it?
Yes.
That's a weird one.
Yeah, Bears. Yeah. A lot of people like the Bears under, right? A lot of bad beats. A moose in New York. Did you see that moose? The total was 8.5 in the Yankee game. It was 5-3 in the third inning. That was the final score.
Yeah.
Nothing the rest of the way. How does that happen? Especially with that potent lineup.
It's like a goal in the first 30 seconds in hockey.
Yeah.
And it's 1-0 into the first.
5-3 in the third. Nothing the rest of the way. Red Sox, Blue Jays over 8.5. 3-2, bottom of the eighth. Shenanigans goes to extras, 6-5 final. Twins bullpen did it again. My God, this hurts. Twins were even money, 6-3, bottom of the 10th. They lost. They have blown 4 games in the last week just to Cleveland.
Yeah.
2 in the 8th, 1 in the 9th, and 1 in the 10th. 2 of them were 3-run leads.
Were you watching the game?
I had it on.
Okay.
At Cleveland, yeah.
When Naylor hit that 2-run shot to the opposite field, his celebration, I thought, was like an A+. And, you know, the jersey gets ripped off. He's all bulked up. When he crosses home plate, he's headbutting people with helmets on.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about full-blown WWE headbutts, whoosh, like that. And we got a good tweet from John Harmon, who left the game. He was there last night. As a Twins fan, worst loss of the season. You cannot keep running Pagan out there. These games are too important.
Yep. Baldelli finally admitted that after the game. I mean, get a bullpen. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
It's embarrassing. Cardinals plus 110. They led with 2 outs in the ninth. Gave up a 2-run shot and got beat 4-3.
It's another one I was watching.
Yep.
Mattingly came to the mound because Alcantara was in some trouble. And they talked about it. And he was at 115 pitches. Like, I'm leaving you in, man. He left him in, induced the double play, and he got out of there with a complete game.
Why is it so hard? It's 3 outs. You're coming in fresh. These bullpen blow-ups, and why? It's not that hard to close a game. At least it shouldn't be. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250MATCH. Learn more. BetRivers.com. The GOAT, the legend, Joey Chestnut, coming up later in the show. Looking for another mustard belt and win the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest Monday. 141 hard-boiled eggs in 8 minutes. 55 glazed donuts in 8 minutes. 45 pulled pork sandwiches in 10 minutes. 53 soft beef tacos at Taco Bell in 10 minutes.
Yeah, by the way, he's a huge fan of Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah?
He loves it.
Can you imagine when that guy pulls up?
I don't even... He goes to In-N-Out. He loves In-N-Out. He lives in California. What is his order at In-N-Out? I'll take 27 double-doubles, please.
Yeah.
What?
He ate 103 Crystal hamburgers in 8 minutes. 121 Twinkies in 6 minutes. 413 chicken wings. 12 hours. 32 Big Macs in 38 minutes.
That one might take the cake.
Yeah. It's hard. What's the most impressive? I know. 102 tamales in 12 minutes. This... 25 and a half ice cream sandwiches in 6 minutes. Does it get the brain freeze?
I would after a half a one.
Right, absolutely.
You know what? Maybe there's a trick to that. Maybe there's something that he has to take. It's like the movie Stand By Me. Drinks all the, what, oil beforehand? Right? Maybe there's something he has to take before he eats some of this food to make sure that he's not going to vomit.
43 pepperoni rolls in 10 minutes. 257 Hostess donuts in 6 minutes. 47 grilled cheese sandwiches in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I love grilled cheeses.
My God.
Which one on the list would make you feel just like dying more than any other?
72-ounce steak in 8 minutes. Or 23 cheesecakes.
Like the Great Outdoors.
23 cheesesteaks in 10 minutes. That's another one, yeah. I mean, those two really stick out. 7.5 Pizza Hut pizzones in 10 minutes. That's another one. It's a calzone. That's a big boy.
Yeah, it
is. 7 of those? In 10 minutes?
Yep. So his prop is 74.5 this year. It's juiced a little bit to the over. During the pandemic, he had 75. Last year, he topped that with 76. So I think something that we have to ask him today is, are you aiming for the record again this year? Of course, the answer is going to be yes. He's going to want to get to 77. But I thought it was actually a good question brought up by Johnny Avello, who said, does he want the record or does he want 80? Like, does he want to break the record by one? Or does he want to get all the way to 80 and touch that number?
Oh, good, yeah.
Because he told us a year ago that he does touch 80 in practices.
God.
He can get there under optimum conditions. The jaw feels good. He's there mentally. He had a good night's sleep.
Okay.
You know, there's room in his stomach.
Can't have a soft mattress, right?
Yeah. He can't have Louis Oosthuizen in here, traveling with his mattress all the way over to Coney Island.
That was the definition of good conditions?
Yeah, I think there was more to it than that. But
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he'll know, by the way. You people watching the show, if he hits the number is 19, if he has 19 in 2 minutes, he can set the record. If he has 48 at 5 minutes, he can set the record.
Good information.
So it's something to watch.
1 to 10 stealing. Come on. One to ten at some spots.
I agree.
Bet 1,000 to win 100.
I agree.
I mean, the one fluke year he lost. But other than that, he runs away. No one can come close to him.
No, again, he won by 26 hot dogs last year.
Yeah, right.
So minus 3,000 is definitely more in that neighborhood. But look at that number of hot dogs now. It goes up almost every single year.
Yeah.
So
very impressive. Is he in his prime or is he out of his prime?
Well, he said that if he knew his body when he was 22 years old, like he knew it now, he's like, I don't even know how many I could eat.
Sure.
Who knows what I could touch at that point. It is Wimbledon week, and BetRivers Online Sportsbook is your go-to sportsbook for all tennis-related betting. Today through July 4th, place a $25 wager on Wimbledon at BetRivers Online Sportsbook for a free $10 BetRivers live bet to use on any Wimbledon match. Simply log into the BetRivers app, and now you can even live stream tennis matches right from BetRivers Online Sportsbook. That is outstanding. We will get into today's Major League Baseball card coming up next. He's been so bad that the team might have to yank him from the rotation if this continues. How bad he is combined to make it 15 innings over his last five starts.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
VSEN summer specials here, only $19. You get everything we have to offer from now to the end of July. Daily best bets from every host, every guest. Every edition of Point Spread Weekly, the live video stream whenever you want it. Got to see the dog videos. That one was excellent. A little drafty. He put the covers back on you. $19 to subscribe through July 31st. Sign up now, vsin.com/summer. Here we go. Let's stay hot in baseball. Come on.
Yeah, it's been a good week. It has been. I will say this about the Astros, doing what they did to those two New York teams going back to last week.
Yep.
Incredible performance by this team. And now they get the Yankees again today. Before we get into that game, a tweet here, a couple of them from Bob Nightingale, covers the sport for USA Today. He said they may be throwing a party throughout New York today, seeing Houston and their ace, Justin Verlander, are going to leave town. Verlander dominated the Yankees and then the Mets in the two games. 0.60 ERA, 15 innings, 6 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, and 9 strikeouts. And then there is this, Paul. He added, they've gone 6-2 in the 9-game gauntlet. And 2 blown saves away from going 8-0.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yep. They almost did it. Should have been an 8-0.
It should have been 8-0 against the Yankees and Mets back to back.
Very impressive. And I wanted the Astros today, if it was anybody but Garcia. So they're favored on the road, the Yankees. How about that?
I know.
Whoever made the schedule needs to be docked a day's pay too. Both teams were just in New York. This is a one game series. They're playing in Houston. That's it. Remember, like I told you earlier in the week, they play a doubleheader the first game back
of
the All Star break.
Is it a make good game?
It's because of the lockout, whatever.
Yeah, right.
To make it up. But why would you just have – both teams were just in New York, yet the game's in Houston. But incredible run here for the Astros.
So Severino on the year, 3.38 ERA, almost 11 Ks per nine, which is superb. Now, he did face Houston last week, 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 walks, 3 earned, and 7 Ks. And I'm with you. I would look at the Stros, but it is Garcia going today, so it is going to be a hard pass for me.
Yep, I'm with you. But, I mean, both Yankees a 13-game lead, Houston an 11-game lead. My God. And the Yankees 56-20 now after sweeping the A's.
Yep. So, also in that division, the American League East, I don't see this game on a betting board anywhere in the country or beyond. But I want to run down some of these nuggets for you. The Rays at the Blue Jays. The probables here are Springs and Kikuchi. Kikuchi on the year now, 5.08 ERA. The FIP is actually higher. It's almost 6, so that's bad news. Now get this. Since June 3rd, that is 5 starts, Paulie, he's lasted 15 1/3 innings. What? An average of 3 innings per start. The ERA is above 9. The FIP is higher than that. It's 10.5. A 53.5% hard hit rate, which is astronomical. He's allowed 23 hits, 11 walks, with 16 earned runs and 9 home runs in 15 innings over the last month. That's how bad it is for this guy. His first inning ERA in this stretch is 11.57. The on-base percentage allowed is 5.86, and the WHIP is 3.21. The second inning ERA comes down to 4.50. But again, when he starts to see teams for the second time around that order, the third inning ERA is 18. The FIP is 19.14. He's allowed 12 home runs per 9 innings in the third inning alone. He's getting absolutely destroyed.
To give up, you're not lasting that long in games, and to give up at least 2 home runs in 3 straight starts, that's hard to do. So it was imperative that they got Gausman back on track, because when he was struggling, Barrios has been awful.
Oh, yeah.
So was Kikuchi. And now when Gausman was struggling, that's why it's so incredible that their record's that good, how bad they were.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got to find a total on this.
Unfortunately, we're on so early that this morning, this is the one game that's not on the board anywhere.
All right, let's get nuts. Let's go 2 units on Cleveland today. I love the Guardians. Bieber, 5-1 with a 3-4-6 career against the Twins. Archer, who goes from Minnesota, never has beat Cleveland, 0-7. You also have the pitching coach, Johnson. This is his last day. Incredible. He's leaving a first-place team in the major leagues to take the pitching coaching job at LSU.
Mm-hmm.
He's also close, or Archer is giving him credit for the success that the pitching staff has had, maybe not the bullpen, the starters, and also Archer, the year he's had, he gives him credit. So he's leaving now, too. The other thing, Baudelli was almost distraught after the loss. He's right. How do you keep blowing games like this? The Pagan kid is awful. He's batting practice. They are 5-5 this year head-to-head, but four of the losses, blown leads in the last week, as I mentioned. You blow a 3-run lead in the 10th. You knew they were in trouble with the walk in the 10th.
No doubt.
They blew a 10-7 lead in the 9th at home. They blew a 5-3 lead in the 8th, and they blew game one of a doubleheader earlier in the week, Tuesday, when they led in the 8th inning as well. How do you keep coming back from this? But between Bieber, who's owned Minnesota, Archer has never beat this team, you have the distraction, or at least the problem where the pitching coach is now leaving, and this is his last day, he's out, and you're coming off a demoralizing loss again, and it's a day game short turnaround.
Right.
Everything points to Cleveland for me here.
Right, so what's that old adage in baseball? You're only as bad or as good as the starting pitcher who's going the next day. I'll say this about Archer to add on top of what you just said. He has some pretty funky numbers overall on the season. Like the ERA looks tremendous, right? It's 3.14. But when you dig a little deeper, the underlying number suggests that he's been lucky, and he certainly has. His expected ERA is almost 2 runs higher than that at 4.86. The FIP, again, a truer number than ERA, is 4.74. Almost four walks per nine, but Paulie, only a BABIP of 233. So the batting average of balls in play when other teams make contact is 233, which is way below the league average. So that's why the 3.14 ERA is there. He's been getting fortunate in a lot of spots. And when you see numbers like that, you're going to expect negative regression. And, you know, that could very easily come today. And everything lines up like you just laid out beautifully.
Yep. Heavy on Cleveland. Like them big. Big.
Yeah, I wanted to bet the Phillies today as Nola is going. I saw the opener around $1.38. This game has moved about 20 cents, so I'm completely off it. I'm not going to bet it. Nola's last four starts, 30 innings, an ERA of 0.9, FIP of 1.44, the WHIP is 0.83, 10 Ks per walk, and zero home runs allowed. The kid has been phenomenal, right? I guess it's unfortunate for him that so many other pitchers in the National League have been so good because he's really not there in the mix to win the Cy Young. I'd call him kind of a dark horse right now. But guy's been awesome. And at this point, though, I can't.
Risky.
I'm not laying $1.50 or higher.
Well, it's a small sample, but look at the anemic offense since Harper got hurt.
I know.
They haven't been able to do anything offensively. So that's definitely cause for concern. And they also have a bet. They're 19-19 at home. So here comes Atlanta. 12 games over 500 and only three back now of the Mets. The big hello, Los Angeles. Huge series tonight. This is funky. They've only played one series so far. There's 15 left head-to-head.
Oh, yeah.
Padres and Dodgers. What do you make of this Freeman story? That's bizarre. The agent lied to him, fired him. He didn't tell him about the last offer that the Braves made because he knew he was going to stay.
He's denying that, but we'll see how it plays out here. And Freeman was obviously very emotional over the weekend going back to Atlanta for the first time.
It is Musgrove. I mean, like we just mentioned, should the Yankees be road favorites against Houston? Should the Dodgers be I know they're at home, but should White be favorite against Musgrove here? 8-1 with a 2.12 ERA. He's been awesome the whole year. Top five in ROI for pitchers. And the Dodgers in a bit of a funk. They needed that win yesterday to avoid the sweep in Colorado. But between the injuries and what they're dealing with, and now White going against one of the best pitchers in baseball, a little surprised by this.
Yeah, I'll run this by you. Musgrove had one bad inning in his last start against the Phillies, which as a result turned into his one bad game of the entire. He's only had one bad game. That's it, folks.
Yep.
It was because of one inning. So he has pitched, Paulie, at least six innings in every start this year. I don't know. I haven't seen the number yet, but an over-under here on how many outs he gets tonight. That's very popular with the fellas back on MLB Network to bet these up. But he's had at least 18 outs every single start, which is very impressive to go at least that many innings in every single start so far this season.
Good series.
And
good schedule.
I'm surprised the Cubs are favored today. Now, they were impressive yesterday in the win against the Reds. Hendricks is going against Ashcraft. Mm-hmm. We talked about this yesterday. He's one of the most he's had two bad starts in a row. They were kind of, you know, really bad. But his three previous starts before that were really, really good. His last time out, eight innings, two earned, eight Ks at San Francisco. It was the two starts before that where he was torched. Hendricks, highest ERA of his career, the second most walks per nine in his career, highest home run rate of his career, and second worst Ks per nine since his rookie season, and their favorite today against the Reds. Not so sure about that.
I'm surprised the Brewers are so low. Hauser in Pittsburgh against Brubaker.
Brubaker.
Who's been batting practice. And the other one, are we getting carried away here? I know Gilbert's had a good year. He's 230 at home against the A's. I guess it's also anti-Martinez. But Martinez had bad numbers in AAA. So the A's 25-52. We know they're 8-28 at home, 17-23 on the road. But Gilbert has good numbers here in Seattle's 4-2. Against the A's on the season so far.
How many hits will the A's have today?
Yeah, with that. Oh, God, that offense.
Yes. If I made the number 5.5, how would you play it?
Yeah, last in hits, last in batting average. Oh. Pathetic.
Up next, here we go. The first Thursday of many in a row that we have coming up with the great Paul Stone, professional sports bettor. Conference previews will begin today with the Pac-12. An outright winner to bet on and a couple of win totals that he likes. Coming up here on Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
All right, here we go, Paulie. Every Thursday from today, moving forward until the beginning of the college football season, Paul Stone's going to join the program, professional sports bettor, excellent on this sport, and he will preview a different conference. He'll give out a couple of win total recommendations and an outright winner. Good morning, Paul. How are you today, pal?
Oh, doing well, guys. Just excited about college football. We're almost into the month of July, and it'll be here before we know it. So great to be talking college football with you guys.
Yeah. Now, you study and are up on this sport, you know, 365 days a year. You have made several bets throughout the summer, getting down on win totals, games of the year, et cetera. But let's start with the Pac-12 today, and I know that you have a couple of win total recommendations. I've heard people across the board give their opinions on Colorado this year, the Buffaloes, with a very small win total hovering around 3.5. What is your take on this team this season?
Yeah, you know, this is a Colorado team that's probably, Mitch, suffered as much roster attrition as any team in the country, you know, due to the transfer portal. Last count I saw was they've lost 22 players to the portal. Ooh. And not just any players. You know, some of these guys were the best players in their program. They lost Jarrett Broussard, their running back, to Michigan State. Broussard, 2 years ago in the abbreviated six-game 2020 season, he rushed for almost 900 yards. He was actually the Pac-12's Offensive Player of the Year. And then Colorado also lost about three members of their starting secondary. So they lost three-quarters of their secondary. So they've lost a lot of football players. got a tough schedule. I mean, you look at their non-conference schedule, their first three games, they host TCU, then they travel to Air Force, travel to Minnesota. And looking at their schedule, if they're not favored on October 1st at Arizona, the Buffaloes are going to very likely be underdogs in all 12 games. So I really like, there's a lot of three out there if you shop around. I think DraftKings right now might have 3.5, under 3.5 at minus 135. Try to find that 3.5. I like Colorado to go under their win total of 3.5. At minus 135 this year.
Okay, very good, my friend. Unmitigated disaster last year for Washington. They were ranked in the first poll and lost 8 games. They fired the OC midway through the season. OC gone, Jimmy Lake gone. DeBoer takes over from Fresno State. New head coach. He gets the transfer Penix from Indiana to play quarterback. What do you think of Washington this year?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of touched on some of the key factors there. I mean, this Washington program has got some instability right now. I mean, when Chris Peterson departed Seattle at the end of the 2019 season, they didn't conduct a search at all. They basically just promoted Peterson's longtime defensive coordinator Jimmy Lake to the head coaching position. Hindsight's always 20/20, but that obviously didn't work out. So in steps Kalen DeBoer. This is a guy who's had some success as a head coach the last couple of years at Fresno State. He might get this thing turned around, but he's going to need time. I mean, they've got I don't think they have upper echelon Pac-12 type performers right now. You mentioned Michael Penix Jr., who was actually DeBoer's quarterback when DeBoer was the offensive coordinator at Indiana back in 2019 before getting that Fresno job. So that's their relationship there. But it's just difficult. You look at their schedule, they've got some difficult road games in the Pac-12. Difficult for me to find 8 wins. They start with 2 gimmies, though. They do start with Kent State and Portland State at home, and then they play Michigan State at home in week 3 there at Husky Stadium. That's the game I'm counting on for the Spartans to win, because I'm taking Washington under 7.5. You can even find it at plus money. I think they're at circa. I think it's plus 105 under 7.5 today. But I like the Huskies to go under their win total of 7.5.
Well, I'll tell you, the recent glory days of this program, very proud program, by the way, gone bye-bye in a hurry ever since Chris Peterson said, see you later, I'm going to retire. So then who is your pick to bet on here? Your recommendation to win the Pac-12 conference this season. Is it USC or are you going to go somewhere else?
Well, you know, it's one of the shorter odds teams, but I just don't see a lot of top heavy. I think it's either going to be Utah or USC. And you take a look, first of all, at this USC team. You know, everybody's very excited about the Trojans in 2022, as well they should be. I mean, Lincoln Riley, it was unexpected, came out of nowhere. Him leaving Norman, Oklahoma for Los Angeles. And he not only left Norman, but he brought his quarterback, five-star guy, Caleb Williams, with him. Mario Williams, a top receiver there at Oklahoma, also comes to USC. They've added running back Travis Dye, a guy who rushed for over 3,000 yards career-wise at Oregon. Then they got the late addition of Jordan Addison, the receiver at Pitt. Last year had 100 catches for almost 1,600 yards and 17 touchdowns. So that offense really gets you fired up. But they still have problems in the offensive line, so that's going to be an issue. Their scoring defense last year, USC's ranked 98th, gave up almost 32 points a game. Defensive yards per play last year, USC 109th, gave up 6.3 yards per play on average. So a lot of work to do on defense as well. So I'm going to look at Utah. You know, Utah loses a couple of great linebackers, including Devin Lloyd, who I believe was the 27th overall pick in the NFL draft. But they've got their quarterback back, Cameron Rising. They've got Tavion Thomas, a great running back there, one of the best in the conference. They've got their tight end back, who had 50 catches last year and 6 touchdowns. So I like this Utah team at 3-1. And not to get too fancy or too confusing, but if you take Utah plus 300 and play one unit, and then they're favored in the Pac-12 championship game, I always like the hedge. I know that's controversial, but I say always. Quite often I like the hedge. So you could, you know, maybe get some points with the underdog and play one unit on the underdog plus the points and have a possibility at a middle. But I like Utah at plus 300 this year to win the Pac-12.
Okay. Always a good angle. So, you are Mr. Texas. You live in Tyler. And you know this Longhorns program inside and out. They had huge news in recent days of landing this recruit. People may have heard of his last name, Arch Manning, going to go to Texas. So there are some props up on the betting board that people can find globally. Will he be drafted number one overall when he comes out? You're going to have to wait a long time here, but they're fun to kick around. That is yes, plus 140, no is minus 180, and then two that are kind of correlated here, Paul. Will Arch Manning redshirt his freshman year? Plus $7 on the yes, no is minus 2,000, or will he start game one as a true freshman? Yes is minus $2, no is plus 150. Anything here on the board that you like?
You know, will he redshirt his freshman year? I know on the no you're laying a heavy price, but I would do the max bet's probably not too high on this type of a wager. But, you know, these guys now, big-time quarterbacks, they look at them as guys they're going to have for 3 years. You're not going to redshirt Arch Manning, you know, even if he doesn't start game one. He's not going to redshirt his true freshman year in 2023, so I'm very confident in the no on that one. Will he start game one as a true freshman? That would be next season. They're opening the season are the Longhorns against Rice, and then they have a trip to Alabama on deck. So that's kind of the setup there. I don't think they want him all things, you know, unless he just clearly wins the job. I don't think they want to send him to Tuscaloosa the second game of his college career. So I don't think he's going to start his opener against Rice, his first game in his career. So I would take the plus money and take the no. And then will he be drafted number one when he goes out? Man, that is a huge expectation to put on any player. I think absolutely you would go with the no there. He very well might turn out to be that good. He might turn out to be the number one in the pick. But I would unequivocally take the no for the you know, for the max as far as him being drafted number one when he enters the NFL draft.
Okay, very good. So, again, to go over the Pac-12, the first Thursday that we're going to do this leading into the season, Colorado under 3.5, right around minus 135. Washington under 7.5, around plus 105. And then Utah, 3-1 to win the Pac-12. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Paul Stone Sports. And his podcast is also available to download, listen to, and subscribe. It's also called the Paul Stone Sports Podcast. You're the best, sir. Thanks so much for the time today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Everybody have a great weekend. Safe 4th of July.
You too. There
Thank you,
go.
Sir.
Yep.
Utah and USC both could be 6-0 when they meet October 15th. And Utah, there's a chance you could get in the playoff mix. I know it's the Pac-12, but how they closed last year so strong and that epic game in the Rose Bowl against Ohio State, they get USC at home. They do have to go to UCLA. But Stanford at home, at Oregon, at Colorado, doable schedule for, and they go to the Swamp to start the season, as we talked about with Drew Butler.
The first hour of this show is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Season-long NFL bets coming up next. Will blank win at least 10 games? This is going to be great. Coming up here on VSiN.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.